This is a waived parole hearing for Rick Foley, ADC number 72158. Mr. Foley is being heard today for general parole 412A, home arrest or absolute discharge. He became eligible for these on July 14, 2014. Board members present today are the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. Mr. Foley is 61 years old, serving 25 years to life for the crime of murder in the first degree. He had four other concurrent sentences for 21 years each. Those have all expired. Those were for kidnapping, sexual assault, and sexual assault. As I mentioned, those have expired. Those crimes occurred on July 12, 1988. Mr. Foley was approximately 32 years old at the time. He was convicted via a plea agreement on December 13, 1988, and sentenced on February 24, 1989. I saw no evidence in the packet we were provided that he appealed his conviction. He has a criminal history dating from 1982, in Florida, aggravated assault. There's an attempted homicide, using a firearm in the commission of a felony, and an aggravated assault in his history as well. His prison discipline history is fairly significant. It has 21 majors. His last discipline was in October of 2017 for giving or receiving a tattoo, and that was a minor. The last one before that was September 20th, 2016, and that was for disrespect to staff. That was also a minor. Mr. Foley has, as he did today, waived his right to appear at prior board hearings. He has no letters of support in his packet, and there are no supporters present in the room today, nor are there any victim representatives here. He owes a restitution of around $1,000, and we do have a letter of opposition, I would just like to note, from the county attorney, dated January 24th, 2019. This crime involved, which occurred in 1988, involved picking up hitchhikers. Mr. Foley picked up hitchhikers, killed the boyfriend and sexually assaulted the female, his girlfriend, took her to Colorado, and eventually hit her with an axe. So the crime was very violent and involved, that resulted in the four concurrent sentences. Mr. Foley did not participate in his preparation for this hearing. He did not want to participate in parole. He indicated that to his counselor. Based on all the circumstances of the crime and Mr. Foley's unwillingness to participate, I am not seeing him as a good candidate for parole. I would not recommend him. I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Is there anything I missed in the file? I'm going to make a motion then that we deny general parole absolute discharge of home arrest for Mr. Rick Foley.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Quinones. Agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Neal. The date of the crime, 1988, so we can request a one-year set-off, and I would like to do that as well. The reasons for denial, serious and violent offense, loss of human life. When I say serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury, multiple victims, victim harassment, certainly killing someone's boyfriend and going on to commit other crimes. History of assaultive behavior because of the aggravated assault and a couple of aggravated assaults in his past, prior criminal history, unsafe institutional behavior, and recent discipline, as recent as 2017, history of assaultive behavior, poor new release plan, no family or community support system. And there's really quite limited programming, so I'm going to check also lack of programming. Is there anything else that board members would like to know as reasons? Thank you, then. This will conclude the hearing for Rick Foley, ADC number 72158.